From Tidbits on August 24th, 2009, this is the audio edition of Tidbits Watchlist, Notable Software Updates for August 24th, 2009, written by Tidbit staff. Microsoft Remote Desktop Connection for Mac 2.0.1 from Microsoft addresses two significant security vulnerabilities that could lead to an attacker executing remote code if a user were to connect to a malicious RDP server or visit a specially crafted website. The update patches these vulnerabilities by changing the way Remote Desktop Connection handles unexpected parameters sent by the RDP server and by validating parameters sent to the Remote Desktop Connection ActiveX control methods. BusySync 2.2.1 from BusyMac is a maintenance update to the iCal synchronization software. Changes include added support for BusyCal to BusySync database conversions, a new eCelerate library, repaired duplicate and malformed alarms, and fixes for a number of unspecified syncing bugs. Text Expander 2.7 from Smile on My Mac fixes a compatibility issue with the upcoming Mac OS X 10.6 Snow Leopard and supports Text Expander Touch, an application that brings the text expansion features to the iPhone and iPod Touch. That app is expected to be available from Apple's App Store on August 26, 2009. Hazel 2.3.2 from Noodlesoft is a maintenance update to the file cleanup utility. The major additions to the new version are support for Mac OS X 10.6 Snow Leopard and 64-bit support. The update also fixes several issues, including one wherein the menu bar menu would not update when a new drive was mounted, another that caused attributes and tokens to become linked across rules when a rule was copied, and general problems with the keyboard navigation in the main pane interface. Also, a handful of minor bugs, several pertaining to AppSweep, have been fixed. The full release notes are available via Noodlesoft's website. Apple Remote Desktop Admin 3.3 and Client 3.3.1 from Apple are feature and reliability updates to the remote management software. Changes include enhanced support for accessing clients behind NAT routers, new task and directory server scanners, new reporting and administrator tabs in the client information window, the capability to manage clients' settings from the Manage Preferences window in Workgroup Manager, and the added capability to search for clients via Wide Area Bonjour. A full list of changes is available on Apple's website. The updates require Apple Remote Desktop 3.0 or later and can be downloaded via Software Update or from the Apple Support Downloads page. Omni Outliner 3.9 from the Omni Group is a significant update to the popular outlining software. In the latest version, new unsaved documents are automatically backed up in the case of a crash, support for automatic updates has been added, quick look capabilities have been enhanced, and a new 2-week trial period is now available. New to the Pro version only is the addition of the .docx export format, supported by Microsoft Word 2008 for Mac and Word 2007 for Windows. .docs files can also be imported into Pages 09. Finally, several bugs have been fixed, including a crashing one that occurred most often when closing the application. Hard Drive Firmware Update 2.0 from Apple addresses an issue with the 7200 RPM hard drives that shipped with the June 2009 MacBook Pros. The symptomatic drives, described in the CNET article, emitted infrequent noises followed by periods of stalled performance. To install the update, follow the instructions in the updater application that automatically launches after the installer has closed. Bluetooth Firmware Update 2.0.1 from Apple comes with brief release notes saying only that the update, quote, provides bug fixes and better compatibility with the Apple Wireless Mighty Mouse and Apple Wireless Keyboard. Apple also notes that the update should be installed on any Macintosh system whose Bluetooth support is based on the Broadcom chipset. To find the manufacturer of your Mac's Bluetooth chipset, run System Profiler, click Bluetooth under Hardware in the sidebar, and check the manufacturer line. The update is available via Software Update and from the Apple Support Downloads page. iPhoto 09 8.1 from Apple beefs up the photo management program's capability to print books and cards. Most notably, there's now an extra large 13x10 inch or 33x25 cm hardcover book size. The new book format comes with a satin finish on the dust jacket and arrives in a glossy cardboard sleeve to keep it protected. It costs $49.99 for 20 double-sided pages, 10 sheets of paper, and additional pages cost $149 with 100 double-sided pages, 50 sheets of paper maximum. Apple also added three new travel-oriented book themes, Tropical, Asian, and Old World. And finally, iPhoto 09 8.1 gains a number of new holiday-related greeting card themes. Though Apple recommends this update for all users, without news of any bug fixes, you can easily delay downloading this update until you next want to design a book or card. This is Tidbits. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Doug McLean, and thanks for listening.